35 million Americans living with disabilities are eligible to vote in this election, but many of them say it can be a struggle to keep up with the rules and regulations during the pandemic.
News Nation Washington reporter Kelly Meyer introduces us to one man with learning disabilities who's working to make sure every vote counts.
Voting during a pandemic can be scary. For those with disabilities, it can be even scarier.
Well, this election, I've never been as confused.
But that didn't stop Quinn Bradley from getting to the polls this week for early voting in Washington, D.C.
I just decided to do it the old-fashioned way, which is just to go in and vote.
As someone with a disability, in previous elections, Bradley learned the importance of asking for help.
He always said, Mom, I walk into the polling place, and everybody there looks like they know what they're doing.
In 2016, only about half of Americans with disabilities voted. This year, Bradley is working to change that. Bradley started the Our Time, Our Vote campaign with the nonpartisan National Center for Learning Disabilities to make voting more accessible for everyone. He's interviewed celebrities and politicians on both sides of the aisle to highlight that people with learning disabilities can make their vote count too.
Some way to give them the confidence, the self-confidence that they need to go out and vote.
Bradley says it's important to be prepared and not go it alone. This year, Bradley's wife was by his side.
A second set of eyes.
Thank you.
Now with his ballot cast, Bradley hopes millions more Americans with disabilities get the same feeling he has.
We deserve to be heard, and all of our stories deserve to be heard.
Reporting in Washington, I'm Kelly Meyer.